Terry Ashford here with you, for you, and about you here at 1:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on November, and I think it's 2nd, 2025 here. We're coming in after the morning, and we are here with you in the afternoon here. Here at the Murray Wills Field baseball field here, track and field there of D.C. Banneker at the entranceway of D.C. Park and Recreation. I'm Terry Ashford here reporting for you. Have delivered for you a doozy, but the first thing before the doozy, we want to share with you on how that doozy for today was supposed to have been superimposed with that African right here hollering. It's the blue attire, black African following Ethiopian. Totally. messed up in his face with AIDS, I'm assuming. I'm Terry Ashford here reporting for you here. The only reason why we stopped that is because the African guy over here near us began to scream to get into this particular report. The black African. That one was Ethiopian. Blackest form of Ethiopian. Look rust and rusty too. For Street Now News, I'm Terry Ashford reporting for you here that the morning events here on November 2nd were supposed to have been confused by all of you for last week's event, where that report that you have from video, YouTube video, uploaded for a whole week, held in queue by YouTube to be delivered today, time at this particular event to have fooled all of you that the report for last week was to reflect the faces of today on November 2nd. Terry Ashford reporting for you. I think the date of last week's report was October 26, 2025. 1 week. We're now in week 9 where the football games are about to start again, where the report that was just released was for football games last week that the honker, homo, or whore had planned to confuse you by a whole week in advance. I'm Terry Ashford reporting it for you. The honkers of today are the honkers of today, November 2nd. They're not the honkers of October 26th, week 9, reporting at the beginning of week 9. Right now, we're at the end of week 9 NFL. Two week 9s, but there's a difference between the beginning of week 9, which is 5 days or 7 days, versus the ending of week 9, which is 7 days afterwards, the same day. For Terry Ashford here, we're reporting the release of our report on October 26th that was supposed to confuse you by the honker homo whores and their wives for today, November 2nd, 2025. Do it with it. Do with it whatever you want to do with it. But we want the honker homo and whores to know they're not fooling WIMA or Street Now News. As we're reporting it for you here, today's homo whores was supposed to sit here and use the fat green jersey honker woman. I think it was 25 on the back of her shirt there, Jennings, and appearing to be Green Bay Packers. That fat white honky was supposed to pose as Wilma. And she had a little fat son dressed in black that was supposed to be Terry Dwayne Ashford. Well, as Terry Dwayne Ashford was fat going between the 4th and the 5th grade. Had another India or weed smoker man that appeared to have his son on the baseball field. Same fat little boy that was supposed to superimpose images of the two fat boys. As Terry Ashford, that's me here reporting for you, got up to take pictures of himself to carry out today's November 2nd reporting, having already done pictures of last week, October 26th, in the head rag. Pull it for yourself. The report has been delivered today too. That report that's been delivered today was supposed to reflect today, but it actually doesn't. It reflects last week's. That time frame reflection difference was supposed to phase in to hide that honker homo, honker whore, and the green jersey today mapped to the red hats. The red hat that I have on right now, the red hat that's this Caucasian male that we would have thought was with us. I think he still is with us. We don't know. But we know what? We have confused his little intelligence as much as he tried to confuse us. Regardless where he stands, he's so confused, have so much doubt in him now done by us that he ain't going to do shit regardless. Because he don't know where we're going with it. The only way he knows where we are going with this is if he follows us and find out afterwards. And we know that we're leading your game. And we're okay. We ain't mad at you. We're with you. As long as you stay here with us. We pause right there for a reason for you. Give you a chance to think about it. For Street Now News, I'm Terry Ashford reporting for you. Today's report that was uploaded by YouTube was supposed to dictate when we distributed the report last week. Last week's October 26th report was supposed to, in your mind, the mind of the slave. That's the reason why they don't give them education. Easier to fool them. In the mind of the uneducated, the illiterate, and those whom was planned to have been fooled, tricks and treats, they were supposed to think this report that we're delivering for you today here from YouTube is today, November 2nd, NFL. But it was last week's NFL. At the beginning part of week 9, and now we're at the ending part of week 9, and we're moving into week 10 of NFL. Here on the baseball field, Mari Wills Field, I am Terry Dwayne Ashford, bringing it to you so you can get it with it, love it, so you got it from Street Now here on this Sunday, November 2nd, where Sunday's report, October 26th, was held, said by FOP, police, to be delivered today. You don't tell me when to deliver it, YouTube or anybody. I deliver it when I want to deliver it, when it's done. And I don't need you to now make contacts with me to try to pose as anything other than what we have caught you trying to do. Terry Asher here, reporting for you here. Please check out the new Street Now Sports by going to sports.streetstream.life. Because streaming life might be streaming sports. Streaming life might be streaming sports. Yeah, go visit that by going to sports.streetstream.life. You can also visit that by going to thatguyventures.org, put a slash right there, and after that slash, you put the word SN Sports. And there you might have linked to the same location where we've sent you through Street Streaming. I'm Terry Ashford reporting for you. On that particular site, you will see a emails there that you can link to. We have asked, you know, if anybody, we'd love to sit down and do some conversation with you. We yipper and yapper, you can sit here and battle against this yipper and yapper shit talker, Terry Dwayne Asher, who is your sportscaster right here for you here on the bleachers. You can have the opportunity to beat us when we talk about this football game coming up. We're now in week 10, but today we're going to be doing the sportscasting for week 9 teams. You can sit right here. Got a mic for you, a mic for me, and we can yip and yap about it. Make it fun, make people understand what we're trying to do and what we're trying to say. Here with you and me. But when you tell me that you want to work with me on that, even as a contributing sportscaster, you need to have a voice. You need to be able to talk. We ain't going on no underground down low trying to signal on air. You need to be able to talk about it to me on air so the people can hear it. So what do you think about these teams and who's going to win today? Who's going to do it? Who's going to bring it out? Who's going to come out on top? We ain't got that much longer before we select the Super Bowl. We already know who's leading in the team standings. That's what we're going to talk about. What players are injured? What players are playing well? What players ain't doing shit? That's what we'll be about for you. But there are some players out there ain't doing shit. Got them out there on the playing field when they need to be on the benches. Who are they? Talk about that. I want that big talk shit talker to break it on. Talk to me. But you got the some of the players out there ain't doing shit out there for a reason. Another reason. Political reason, I don't know what it is. But yeah, so who do you think need to be replaced out here? Because we need to get him off this field so that our team can win. Yeah, NFL football is what you're talking about. National Football League. Here, we're going to give you some updates coming up shortly here on today, Sunday, about who's going what teams are in the lead for their divisions, and what teams are playing today, what players are the players to watch, what players are the players to drop. Watch them or drop them. That's what we're talking about. What players are the players to watch, what players are the players to just drop, okay? And then what players there is injured. Are those injuries important? Do they matter? Are they there for, you know, are they real injuries or fake injuries? How long they been out there on that injury? We talking about all of that. Receiving field goals, all that stuff. We talking about that here today. I'm Terry Ashford reporting for you. We're going to be, we look for somebody to sit here and just yip and yap about it with it. Just yip and yap in your own words. You ain't got to be smart. You have to know how to play football. You have to see them. You have to give us your idea of the strategies they're using here to get the player on down the field, get a touchdown or a field goal. See who's going to win this game today. We're going to come back here looking at the games today. NFL, National Football, U.S. Street Now Sports. Football segment of Street Now Sports, where we had Street Now Sports. Tennis specifically, we've kind of shut that down there for a minute when we realized things weren't going right. We can't support nothing that ain't doing, ain't trying to do right. We're not going to deal in nothing like that. Got to try to be doing right. Can't be doing all wrong in the eyes of everybody and still think everybody's going to close their eyes. No, no, no. So we moved right on over to football. Football. I have to put this little part in. You know, you might know what happened, but my sister was the cheerleader captain of the team that appeared and even said by the prey that coerced. Yeah, my sister was the cheerleading captain that coerced the football player to hit a defensive tackle man of Independence from the back after the play was over. Yeah, my sister, I heard, was the one that coerced through political ploys the attacking of Wilma of my brother Perry. My name is Terry, by the way, T as in Tom, E-R. While my brother's Perry was attacked from behind after the play was over of a fascism cheerleading captain put a hit out on her own brother who broke his neck and paralyzed her own brother. I'm Terry Ashford, reporting for you. That's how we here at Street Now News got here. Because Wilma was the mother of the cheerleading captain and the star football player. And the cheerleading captain coerced the team opposing her family to make a hit on her brother Perry and paralyze his entire career. That's the same sister cheerleader that posed to destroy Terry Dwayne Ashford's Street Now News' career. My brother's name is Perry with the P. My name is Terry with the T. And Perry told me about Carolyn, the cheerleading captain, who was posing to help the others to beat Wilma because she didn't like Wilma for not letting her suck dick in Wilma's house. So she was going to kill everybody that was on Wilma's side, all of Wilma's boys, to have them destroyed by the others on the other side. I'm Terry Ashford reporting for you. That's where you have Coldwater going up against Independence through the courts of Tate County, where Wilma was to have been the mayor and declined. For Street Now News, I'm Terry Ashford. We're coming right back shortly here. This is our news briefly here for the day. We want to check. Want you to go to our new site there as we are reporting for you. These are the briefing for the morning of November 2nd, but it's coming in the afternoon. Right now, time is 1:27 p.m. from Demari Wills. Phil, right here in Washington, D.C.